This is my desire to honor you, Lord, with all my heart, I worship you. Tonight we give you the glory. We come, Lord. We come, Lord, seeking. We come, Lord, desiring your presence. We come looking for your heart. We come desiring to hear your voice. We come that you will touch our lives and our hearts. We come that you will take all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. We come to declare our love for you. We come to declare our utmost desire for you. We come to tell you how much we love you. We come to pour our love before you, Jesus. We come because there's no better place to be than to be in your presence. We come because the highest place is at your feet. And each one of us coming this evening with our utmost desire to please you. This is my desire.
This is my desire.
As you're seated, join us.
To honor you.
If you wish to stand up and join us.
Lord, with all my heart,
let your heart worship as you do
so.
Whatever position or posture you maintain tonight, let your heart find the Father. Let your heart seek Jesus.
Oh, all that is within me,
I give you praise.
I give. You praise.
rest of my days and in 2024.
Lord, I give you my heart.
For the rest of 2023.
I give you my soul.
And the rest and the 2024 ahead of me.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm awake,
Jesus. Somebody readjust on his desire tonight.
Never let me go.
Oh, worshiping, I want you to lay your heart bare before the Lord. Lay your heart bare before the Father and come. Come plain. Come honestly. Come transparent. Come with no holding back. And for places where you need help, there is help available in His presence tonight. There's so much we've gotten ourselves entangled into that is not pleasing to the Father. And this is a time where you lay bare and ask Him to sweep your house clean. This is a time to come in and say, Father, sweep my house clean. Remove the cobwebs and the debris and every entanglement that I've gotten myself into that will not glorify You. Every other desire that have entangled me and have distracted me and have moved me off track at some point or the other. I come this evening for a realignment. You gave me days so that I would apply my heart to wisdom. You're a timeless God. You dwell in eternity, but You give me time. You give me days to count so that I will remember. I can't afford to move on with this in my life. I can't afford to be encumbered. For there is so much ahead of me You wish to do, Father. So I come in tonight to where my help comes from. I come as You asked me to come boldly to the throne of grace to obtain mercy, to find help, grace to help in time of need. So I come boldly for help. I come for help. I come to be cleansed. I come to be made whole. I come to be put together. I come to be straightened out. I come to be realigned.
Help me know You need.
Sing it again. Draw me close to You.
Draw me close to You.
Sing it like You mean it to Your Father.
Never let me go.
Tell Him You are my desire. You are my desire.
You are my desire.
No one else. No one else will.
No one else will do.
Nothing else will.
Nothing else can take Your place.
I want to feel.
Your embrace.
eyes of my heart, Lord. Help me to see.
Help me know you.
And you will touch our eyes, Lord. Open our eyes. Help me. Help me. Wonderful, merciful Savior, we come to you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see you.
Somebody longing for more, Jesus.
I want to see you.
Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
Do you need the Lord?
Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see.
I want to see you.
Are you sure you want to see the Lord?
I want to see you.
Somebody desiring Jesus. Open the eyes. Open the eyes. Lord.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Open my eyes, Jesus.
Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see.
I want to see.
I want to see. I want to see. I want to see.
I want to see you.
To see. To see.
To see.
You still don't know.
I want to see.
So I want to see you.
I want to see you. I live.
Somebody needing an outpouring.
Let your love run over here and now.
Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this house.
Pour it out.
Pour it out.
I'm your temple, Jesus.
Let your love run over.
Overrun us, Lord.
Here and now.
Let your glory fill.
Let your glory
fill my life.
Fill my
pour it out, Jesus.
Pour it out.
Let your love.
Let your love run over.
And chains needs to fall. Bring yourself before the Father. You know you. I just know me. And ask for help where it is needed. For when you see him, you become like him. righteousness. For when you see him, you become like him. He says, as a snake is lifted up in the wilderness, so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone will look to the Son of Man on the cross, will be healed, will be made whole. Jesus, you want to see. Tell him, I want to see. This is worship. It's not just a singing. It's interacting with the Holy Spirit. It's an encounter with his glory. And his Shekinah. And where do we need it? There is no worship if you are hidden from the Lord, or if the Lord is hidden from you. But it says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. What do you want to see? The Bible says in his presence is not only fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. In his presence there is liberty. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. What is holding us down? We break off. Chains fall in his presence. We take freedom and liberty to move into our best. So soar into our best. We come seeking. Since they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up. There's a mountain that should happen for you in his presence tonight. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not go weary. They shall walk and not faint. That should be the experience in his presence tonight as we worship. That there'll be a mountain, a soaring, a running, a flying, a soaring, a rising to that depth that have become impossible, a rising out of impossibility into possibilities, into the abilities to do the things we've not been able to do before, breaking up of limitations.
Up your hands and just worship him tonight. Lift up your hands and just give him praise. Father, we just want to bless you. We give you praise. We worship you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Lift up your hands and just worship. Give him praise. Give him glory. What a privilege to be able to approach him. What a privilege of access that we have. Let's just bless him for this access that we have into new life, into new hope. Hebrews says, let us come boldly into the throne of grace. Let's thank God for the boldness to approach our Father tonight, to worship, to praise his name. Bible says he seeks such true worshipers who worship him in spirit and in truth. Father, we thank you for this privilege. We thank you for this access that we have to you. And we give you praise. We worship you. Blessed be your name. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1. One of the things that we do on Friday is to pray. Is to pray. Why? Christ said, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. A house of prayer for all nations. A house of prayer. He said, therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. All men. Can we lift up our hands tonight and as we give thanks for all men? All men, all over the world, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, all around the globe, lift up your hands and give thanks for all men tonight. We've been doing this since the beginning of the year. Let's just give thanks. For all men, for all men, for all men, for every nation that we have ever prayed for every part of the continent that we have ever stood in the gap for every city, every hamlet, every
town that we have ever prayed for. Can we give thanks to God tonight and just bless his name for all men, for the whites, for the black, for the yellow, for all kinds, Asians, Americans, Europeans, Africans. Can we lift up our hands and just, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all men. We thank you for men in the east. We thank you for men and women in the west, in the north, in the south, all over the nations of the world. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We exalt your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. It says, I'm reading the Passion Translation. It says, I'm writing to encourage you to pray with gratitude to God. Pray for all men with all forms of prayers and requests as you intercede with intense passion. Father, we come tonight with gratitude for men and women. Can we lift up our hands and thank God, especially for those ones who got saved this year. For every man, for every woman, for every young and old that came into the kingdom this year. Can we just lift up our hands and say, Father, thank you for redeeming the souls of these men and women. Oh, for their eyes being opened to see and to embrace the love of Christ this year. Father, Lord, we want to thank you for men and women, young and old, that came into the kingdom, that joined churches, that gave their life to Christ all over the world. We just want to thank you for these souls that have been snatched eternally from hell. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We worship you. We exalt your name. Thank you, Father, for souls saved in January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Even as those ones who are getting saved right now, even as we're praying. Thank you for men and women coming into the kingdom. We thank you, Lord, for the salvation of men and women all over the world. And we give you praise. We worship you. Thank you, Father. Can we give thanks for the political leaders all over the world? Let's give thanks. Regardless, let's give thanks for the political leaders all over the world, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, political leaders, lift up your hands and give thanks. Say, Father, Lord, we thank you for every man, every woman in position of authority all over the world, for kings and for those who are in authority, for prime ministers, for presidents, for every man, every woman in position of authority, political leaders, our country included, Africans, Asians, Europeans, Americans. Lord, we thank you for all political leaders. According to your word, we give you thanks for their lives. We thank you. We thank you because we know they're your ministers. We thank you because one way or the other, you are getting your will done through these people. They are governing and holding positions for ease of operations in different countries, for things to move one way or the other. Father, we thank you for men and women in position of authority, for kings, for rulers, for the political leaders. We thank you. According to your word, we give you praise. We worship you. We bless your name. We bless your name, Father. Thank you for every political leader and representative in the name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, our Father. Can we, as we look towards 2024, can we just begin to prophesy that men and women will find Jesus? Can you lift up your hands and pray tonight that all over the world, all over the nations of the world, men and women, they will find Christ. Eyes of men and women will be opened. Their hearts will be opened to embrace the love of Christ in the name of the Lord Jesus, from the east to the south, from the west to the from the north to the south, from the east to the west, all around the world, that men and women will come to the saving knowledge of Christ in the name of Jesus. Makila Bosutaliba, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we prophesy salvation, salvation, salvation. Men and women coming to the saving knowledge of Christ in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, Lord, we prophesy tonight. Lord, we declare tonight, according to your word, eyes will be opened, ears will be opened. The message of the gospel will go with speed to all the nooks and crannies of the world in the name of Jesus. Can we pray tonight that the message of the gospel, it will spread. The message of the love of God will spread in 2024 in the name of Jesus. That the message will gain speed in 2024. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ will spread to nooks and crannies all around the world in 2024. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we are asking in the name of Jesus. We pray and we declare tonight in the name of Jesus that the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ will spread to the nooks and crannies, to towns, to cities, to villages, to hamlets, to different countries in 2024 in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your hands and say, Father, we ask tonight that you send laborers into the harvest in 2024 in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus tonight that laborers will be sent to the harvest for the souls of men and women in 2024 from January to December in the name of Jesus. That laborers will be sent, to men and women, to young and old, to cities, to villages, to different countries all over in the name of the Lord Jesus. And as they go forth, they will go with speed, with signs and wonders to declare the truth of God's word. Can we ask tonight that ministers of the gospels, missionaries, pastors and teachers, they will declare the word of God boldly in 2024 in the name of Jesus, that God will grant them utterance, that God will grant his ministers, his laborers, utterance and boldness. Lift up your hands and pray tonight. We are asking for utterance, for boldness. Come 2024 for ministers of the gospel, for missionaries, to declare the truth of God's word boldly and with all utterance, rich utterance from heaven in the name of Jesus. Words that will break the hearts of men and women. Words that will bring down oppositions and hindrances in the lives and in the hearts of men in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask tonight for rich utterance for your servants, for your laborers, for your ministers in 2024 in the name of Jesus, all over the world in the name of Jesus. As laborers go forth, they will go with rich utterance, they will go with boldness in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, dear Father. Thank you for harvest of souls in 2024 in the name of Jesus. We worship you, Father. We give you praise. Blessed be your name, our Father. Give us Romans 16:25, and we just pray this for the body of Christ all over the world. Romans 16:25. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began. He said God is able to establish those people according to the gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. Can we lift up our hands? We're praying for believers that come 2024, we will be established all over, because there will be a preaching of the gospel and a preaching of Christ in the name of Jesus. Let's pray that, Father, we are asking that people will be established, because men and women of God, they will preach the gospel and they will preach Jesus Christ all over the world in the name of Jesus. Not their own pet doctrines, not their own ideas, but the gospel, the true gospel, the true good news of the kingdom, and the truth about the Christ as Lord and Savior. Lift up your hands and say, Father, we desire this, because we know that's what God wants, for believers to be established in the faith. Lord, we are asking in the name of Jesus that believers all over the world, from the north to the south, from the east to the west, that be establishing of believers in the gospel and the preaching of Christ in the name of Jesus. Bible says he wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of truth. Lift up your hands and say, Father, we are asking that the knowledge of the truth about the gospel and Jesus Christ will invade our lands, will invade our world in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the unfolding of the gospel and the preaching of Christ all over the world in 2024. We give you praise, Father. We give you praise, and believers will be established. Believers will grow. Lift up your hands. Father, we pray that believers, they will grow. We will grow. We will grow in the knowledge of Christ. We will mature That's what Christ wants. He said, till we grow and mature unto the measure of the stature of Christ. That's the standard. Lift up your hands tonight and say, Father Lord, we are asking that believers all over the world, that we will grow, we will develop, we will mature in the name of Jesus to manifest Christ in our different ways, in our different world, in our different homes, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we desire. Lord, we desire ourselves included and for believers all over the world that they will grow, they will mature in the name of Jesus. We'll keep growing to the stature, to the measure and the stature of the Lord Jesus Christ in the name of Jesus. That will not be tossed to and fro in the name of Jesus, but will be established. Lift up your hands and give him praise tonight. Father, we thank you. Because we know we have acted according to your will. Thank you for hearing us tonight. Oh, we give you praise.
Yes, Lord, we bless you. Can we lift our hands one more time? We bless you, Lord. Thank you, dear. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Can we lift our hands before we sit down? Thank you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You are worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up our holy hands. So we lift up holy hands in one accord. Singing. Singing.
Blessed be thy name.
Blessed be your name.
Blessed be
your
name. Blessed be thy name.
One more time. Blessed be.
Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name.
I don't know where to start. You know, let me start from this side. You know, for me, when I come on Sunday, it's a difference when I come on Tuesday, when I come on Friday. What's the best way to describe it? When I come on Sunday, it's like fellowship. It's like we just come together, different things we do, everybody preach, we are preaching, we have time to rejoice, time to pray. It's just a mixture. It's like Abula. You know Abula? I don't know if you know Abula. You know Abula? Interesting. Okay. You're not a Yoruba person, but you know Abula. You know? So that's the way I see it. But when I come on Tuesday, I come with a sense of seed planted. I come with a sense of food we have to eat on the table. I come with a sense of seed we are going to plant for our lives. But usually, Friday is my scariest moment. You know what I mean? You know, I have a handle on Sunday and Tuesday. I know what I'm going to do. But when I'm coming on Friday, I really don't want to do anything. I don't want to spoil the moment. I don't want to get too much involved in the thing. I just want God to be glorified. So I have to remove my shoes and say holy grants. So just watch God do things. So that once in a while, when he asks me to instruct or teach, I feel comfortable because he's asking me to do that. But really Friday, it happens today. I was coming for Friday. I was already, you know, Lord, what do you want on Friday? What do you want us to do? It's kind of a thing. And I know this Friday is different. We're not having watch night. We're not having crossover because, you know, Sunday is 31st, right? You know me, you know, I like to have my yoke easy and my body light. I can come to church on Sunday morning, then come again in the overnight, then come again Monday morning. They can break. That's just my style. You know that now. Praise God. But, you know, so, like, how do I describe Friday? I describe Friday like just water. That's my best word of describing Friday. Friday is water. Huh? Now, let me tell you how church operates. You see, the best way to talk about church is a river. What do I say? It's a river. River is full of... Are we here, everybody? If you never... You know, sometimes we just be in a church where it is very formal. So it's organization. But real church is like a river. You know, river has path. You can see Ogun River. Don't you see it? It's always there. But something happens to you. When you step into a river now, and you step out, the next 5 minutes, you enter the river. It's the same river, but different water. I don't know if you agree with me on that. If you don't, go and try it. It's not the same water. The water changes. The water is flowing. And sometimes it can be very high tide. It can be very low, depending on how much water enters there. So church is like that. Church just, when you monitor the church too much, it becomes like a machine. But when it's a river, good river, you just jump in and flow with it. And you never see a river flowing straight. Never. It goes like this, goes like this. Sometimes it goes back like that, and turn like that. And you just have to follow it. Am I right? You don't say, no, I don't want a river like that. I want the river. No, no, no. You just flow with the river. Am I right? Tell yourself, I'm going to flow with the river. Tell somebody beside you, let's flow with the river. The river of God. But any problem? Okay, thank you. They are watching over me. God is the one watching over me first. Okay. Now, so the river is flowing. But I believe that on Friday, the water comes in here. And so the river can be full. And see, our church, some churches are like, no, like I won't. You know, they just have everything planned out. We don't plan things out in our church. We don't, because we just want to follow the river. And it's so fantastic. You see the choir, they come around. We didn't tell them to sing that particular song. They sang the particular song. We preach the same thing. How many of you have noticed that in church? You know, sometimes you come to church, something's bothering your heart, just like that, right? And I'm praying that more of that will happen next year in Jesus' name. If I will get bigger, 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 that we just, not just walk through it, but just swim in it, amen. Now, let me tell you an experience. I said it's like a river, you have to follow. We are doing something at the back now called baptistry. How many of you remember our old baptistry? How many of you remember our old baptistry at the back there? We got baptistry that when we started building the building, we broke it down, right? We just dismantled I don't mind. I can dismantle anything. Are you hearing me? The only thing I won't dismantle is the throne of God. Prof is laughing. I don't have access to that. But anything else is dismantleable, you know. So I said, let's build a building. We knock the thing out. We spend a lot of money to put it together, put tiles on it. We scattered it and threw it away. So we started building the church, the building over at Children's Church. We finished building, and then the river just came. And there was a man in church who was a soldier. And that soldier had a father who was also a soldier. The father was an ex-soldier. And the father was very bad. He was evil. So, you know, he had juju corner in his house. He had, you know, he'd come out with small girls less than his children's age. And this young man was from the army, just came back home, and he was feeling so sad. The father would just go crazy. One time, the father called him and said, leave my house in the middle of the night. But when the young man came to town, the father said, you should go to a church. I'm hearing about a church on the radio from one woman, better relationships. That's my wife. So the son started coming here, and he was getting blessed. And he was talking about his father in a very bad way, because the father was very bad. So he traveled one time, and he came back, and he took his phone and called one day and said, hey, my daddy is trying to repent. Can church come? Whoa! That's the river, right? You just have to jump in. Pastor David, are you around? I'm missing maybe somewhere, you know. So I said, Pastor David, get up. Go down there straight away. Just get there. So Pastor David ran down there, sat down with him, and he just followed the river. Instead of just saying, say after me, he said, Papa, if you have any regrets, if you have a reason to live your life again, what regret do you have? The man said, I died for 5 days, and I got toward the gate of heaven, and I could not enter. And somebody put his finger at me, so you are not supposed to be here, something like that. People were wearing white, he was wearing khaki. So came back to himself. Father was 5 days ago that he was conscious. And Pastor David got together, the man repented, got saved, he brought out all his juju, we got it burnt. Are you following me? Then the man said he wanted to go and rectify his what's it called now? Retirement stuff in Abuja. So we helped him, and he traveled. Wonder of all wonders, God wanted to give him a passageway to heaven. That's why he brought him to our church at that moment. And so after he came back, he said, please, I want baptism. Now, around 75 years old, we were using plastic there for the baptism. So we were thinking, how will this old man climb to baptism? So we said, oh, let's go back and build another one at the corner there. My wife and I went there, and we started building another baptistry there, and the man died. You know, when he died, I was screaming, I was shouting, because just imagine, he had wrecked almost all his life like that criminal by the side of Jesus. Are you hearing me? And the last minute, God called us in to get him a passageway to heaven. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the kind of river I'm talking about, that we just be there at the nick of time to get people to walk with God. Praise God. So tell yourself, worship experience is the water that feeds the river. Praise God. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Amen. Hey, by the way, before I continue, I have some family members in the house here today. Praise God. My younger brother with his family, his wife, they are here. Please stand up. Come over. Let's clap for them. Now, it's a peculiar situation. I'm gonna do this. Please come, guys. Come here. Yeah. This is Peter the Apostle. I always remember his name first. You're welcome. Thank you, my sister. I want you to be here today because you always watch us online. she's my church member online. I don't know the rest of them. Everything we do here, she's following us. All the books, she'll get it and get it to read it. She's just amazing. Hallelujah. And you know, they live in Ghana. This is my brother. My brother, very humble person. I tell my wife, he's always with his computer. He works with fintech. He's so humble, you don't know what he's doing. He consults for CBN in Nigeria. He lives in Ghana. That's how good he is. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? That's my brother here. You know, banks here, they get hold of him, do all kinds of things, but he's always standing at his computer. You know. So, and I just want to thank God for his wife. My mother said that when my mother likes somebody, the person must be very good. When my mother talks about my wife and said, those two, they are great blessings. Thank you for being around my brother all these years. Sorry, Pastor, what are you doing? I'm the one holding the microphone and then my brethren. Is that all right? In the flesh. Let me tell you, this is Kenneth. Very quiet, I think it's more like me. Okay, it's Kenneth, very quiet. He's the firstborn. And then Peter is the scientist of the house, likes physics, he's astronomy. I said, when he comes now, he will teach me AI and he will teach me a lot of things. The latest update in science is there. He can tell you all the planets around the sun, you know, he can tell you everything, you know. So, and Debbie's here, the mother of them all, you know. Thank you. You know, they just came to come and spend the weekend with us, and that's lovely. So I said, if you want, just be here today, and I wish I could take some pictures and keep it. So they are online with us. They go to church in Ghana, but she's always online. They're also online. Oh, yeah, you watch me online. So here you are in the building. Yes. Too bad. You only see the camera here. Now you can see everywhere now, right? Let's clap for them one more time. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's my family line. Praise God. That's my brother. All right. How many of you know Akinwole? This is the Akinwole is after this one. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He looks more like my dad and my senior brother. Me, I just look funny. You know. Praise God. God is good. It's good to have family, and they're all saved working with Jesus. I got brothers who are pastors, ministers, all over the place. No, you know, someone want to say more there. All right. Can we close the service and go home now? Hallelujah. God is good. I mean, they've had this real life experience. God is good. Before we go further, I want us to read the testimony that I got. I'm going to read this testimony to you. I got it today. God gave me some big December gifts. Not what you are thinking. I mean, I got some wild testimonies this December. Beautiful testimonies. I mean, for me, that was the gift of the year. Let me start with one that this is not what I'm reading. You know, somebody in our church during COVID, his business went down because he couldn't do anything, and he was hawking bread. He was literally hawking bread in COVID time. He had to change over to hawking bread. But this month, he walked into my office with a deed of agreement of a new sophisticated bakery he just agreed to buy over 6 million naira. Come and clap your hands for Jesus. Can you just imagine that? I mean, it was hawking bread 3 years ago. Dabarabat. And the bread began to get up, and it was in my office. Put the paper, I was just screaming, you know. I mean, now to buy, not just that bakery, not the one that they put mud and put bread on it and pull it out. I mean, machines and stuff. And if you want to set it up on its own, it costs between 15 and 20 million. And God worked out such a way that around 6 or 7 million, he got hold of that thing and got it there. Come on, God is good. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me read the testimony to you I got today that was just about worship experience. Hallelujah. Okay, you know that this is the last Friday and it's our crossover, so we finish by 12 midnight. Huh? So we finish by 12 midnight. You can stay here, I'm going home. Let me look for that testimony of that sister that she shared with me today. Good. Yeah, listen to this. Late August of this year, I sat for promotion exam alongside four other colleagues on the same cadre as I am in my place of work. After the exam, we heard that only two people were promoted. I became really scared. By my own perception, I see those who could have been chosen by virtue of their... I see those ones as being chosen by the virtue of their connections. In my fear, I started praying. However, in the month of September, when we came for 1 hour Friday worship experience, remember that? 1 hour all through the month. I wrote my fear to the Lord in worship, believing him for a miracle over my promotion. I discussed it with my husband, who also came out for prayer of agreement on my behalf. Then in the month of November, we had another rumor that three persons were promoted, but we are still not sure and who made the list, still praying. Last week, Friday, like good things happen on Friday, I was called to receive my promotion letter. This definitely is not human, but God's hand. Himself took over my fear when I rolled it into him in worship. Can we lift our hands and thank the Father God for this kind of blessing? He said, I sought the Lord and he delivered me from all my fears. We all have fears. But thank God, he delivers from all our fears. Hallelujah. 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 I said, hallelujah. Here is my worship. Receive my worship. That's the best we do on Friday. By the way, why do we worship? Because the Father. Now, I was telling somebody, I said, we don't worship God as Christians. The whole world worship God. Angels worship God, but we worship the Father. Did you get the difference? To us, God is just more than a God. He's our Father. So, just 1 or 2 minutes, I'd like you to stand up on your feet. And we just want to... He said, he's seeking such to worship him, right? So God longs to hear worship. There's one prayer God can never refuse to answer. It's the prayer of worship. So I'd like you to just lift up and say, Lord, I bring you my worship today. Yes, Lord.
And no one can worship you for me.
For all the things you've done, Lord.
For all the things you've done for me.
No one can worship you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
you,
Lord.
You, Lord, you're worthy.
You, Lord, you are worthy.
Whoa.
All of my worship.
Yes, Lord.
All of my
burden.
Thy will.
Yes, Lord.
Not be silent.
I will not be silent. Hallelujah. to sit down, you can sit down. If you want to stand, you can stand.
The Lord, God Almighty,
hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah, them for the king on the throne. Jesus is our Lord, is our King, our Savior, and our Lord, caretaker. Thank you. Clap your hands for him. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Clap your hands. All ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Thank you. What is the Lamb? Friday for Friday, when I come on Sunday, eyes get on me. Tell about the Lord, Pastor, what he does, kind of a thing. So, you know, I'm a shy person. So, when I'm coming here Sunday, I want to just, first of all, look through the window, look through the door glass, and okay, all right, here we go again. When I come on Tuesday, I know our eyes are on the Word of God, and I just get lost in the Word of God. But when I come on Friday, I got a chance to just give it to God. I forget everybody else. I mean, I don't matter. Praise God. I'm not a singer, But when I come on Friday, I just want to worship God. You know, if you hear me singing in the house, something serious has happened. You guys sing. My wife sings all the time. But I don't sing. You know, my brother sings. He plays keyboard. You know, they do that. They all sing. But I just don't have that kind of voice. I guess I've used my voice. But once in a while, I sing. I'm learning to sing now. I wake up in the morning and say, hallelujah, the Lord reigns, you know. But on Friday, I just want to get lost in God and just, Lord, you are my everything. Just my joy in the land of the living. And whatever I am not, whatever I am that is not right, whatever wrong that is, everything, I'm here. And I lift my hands to you. I give you glory. Because you're working on me. I see Friday like a service station where I come over here and I'm serviced. God is servicing us and working on us and making us better. And the water is coming to just let our ground germinate and blossom. So I'll make rivers in the desert. I believe that that's what worship is all about. Flooding our life, our soul with his water of life so that things can blossom in our life. Oh, thank you. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Sit down. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. You know, glory to Jesus. You know, I was dreaming in my office. Not on the bed. I was just dreaming in my office that come, I don't know when, we will just, Mrs. Uchi can listen to this one. You know, just want to come set up something over here and just worship God. Not as a service, but as online. You know, just bam. Let her, she used to do that. I used to do that. Friday used to do that online. So just put them together and just, you know, set up and just worship. I mean, can you just imagine? Come on, maybe on Saturday morning and just set everything up and no audience and we just pew, for God. Hallelujah. I'm dreaming of that. Praise God. So you're just generous around the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. That just be lovely. That just be lovely. But as we round up this year, I'm seeing worship in a different dimension. I want you to listen to this. I'm seeing what I call mobile worship. I'm seeing worship in motion. I'm seeing that the river is flowing out. And I'll tell you the reason why. We need to take worship to our different lives to accentuate our prosperity and our divine affirmation. The world is getting dry. We need a river of life to not only just be with us in church, but to go out with it. I'll give an example. I said I'm telling you some of the bad day gift I got this year. This, just a couple of days ago, a brother was in my house who was a civil servant who stepped out of civil service against all odds to go do business. Hello? He's a civil servant. He was a civil servant and he's doing business. And, you know, he just came to my house and he said something that really blessed me. He said, you know, I'm trying to find my way in God to actually live out God's plan to be generous. There's something he said that really clicked on me. He said one day we were in the service, particular service you are in, and you called me out. And you said, you're going to deal with millions. You're going to deal with millions. It's a couple of years ago. Said, you're going to deal with millions. Forget about it. He said, Reverend, I was trying to survive that time. So when you said millions, I'm thinking about it at all. No way. No way. But you know what? The beauty of it is that he told me, he said, something you want to do in church. And a couple of months ago, when they gave me the bill, I just threw it away. And I told church, I just threw it away. He said, Reverend, let's go and do it. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus. Amen. And he said to me, I'll foot the bill. I mean, think about it. He was thinking of surviving. And God is coming. I believe that God wants to send us out as his streams of life. Oh, remember, he said, out of his belly, Let's look at that. John 7, 36, 37. Jesus was talking. Last day of the feast, he shouted with a loud voice. John 7, 36. Let's take a look. Okay, next verse, verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast. Now, let me tell you what happened on that day. It's the last day of the feast in the Jerusalem. And what to do is this. You see, this kind of jar. The priest, that last day of the feast, what is what they do? They get a big jar. The priest will pour the water out on the altar, and the water will, you know, just flow out and wet everywhere. Is that what they do? I don't know which of the feast, whether it's Feast of Tabernacles or Feast of whatever they do. And then they pour that water out. At that moment, when the priest was pouring the water out, Jesus got up from where he was and cried out. I mean, like his voice overcame every voice. I wonder how he preached to 5,000, 10,000. He got the voice. And he said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. And where will the river come from? Look at next verse. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly or heart will flow what? Oh, glory to God. So that watering of your, you know, many of us are not happy, so we make others miserable. But when you have happiness overflowing, you can't keep it to yourself. How many of you know that when things are working with the Lord, yourself, you seem to be vibrant and tolerate and endure? Anybody here with me? Even when your husband steps on your leg, you say, step on my thigh too, right? I mean, if they bang your car, you say, bang my truck too, right? You don't mind. But if things are not working, just scratching of you, you're going to go haywire. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Come on, confess your sin. Right? When you wake up sometimes on the right side of the bed, everybody's righted in your life that day. Even when they but when you wake up mad baby, praise God. And I'm thinking about worship in motion, taking worship. You know, we saw it last week that worship, yeah, we should come to a place like this and worship. But as the year comes, I believe that technology has beaten that for us. You know, COVID just came and took it to online. Am I right? And the church had always talked about we are in the spirit or on the ground. Am I right? That's where we talk about those days. We say, I'm not going to be with you in church, but I'm going to be with you in the spirit, right? But now, one more thing has been added. You cannot be online. Am I right? You cannot be online. You know, I've watched worship experience outside when I'm not around. And I just feel the same thing I'm feeling here. Sometimes I'm still battling whether this will go online or not go online. A kind of a thing. God is spreading. God is moving. God is going. Remember Daniel, he opened his window online to Jerusalem. Are you hearing me? I was connecting with God. So as we go further, let's use everything we've got to work on with God. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? I'm thinking of worship in motion. I told you about it. The first time they mentioned worship in the Bible was Genesis 22. And in that Genesis 22, God said to Abraham, take your son, your only son, and go to that place. Let's go and see it. 2:2, Genesis 22, verse 1. Then he said, take now your son. That's it. Okay, now it came to pass after this thing that God tested Abraham, said to him, Abraham, and he said, here I am. Next verse. Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. Next verse. So early in the morning, Abraham rose in the morning and saddled his donkey, took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son, and he split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place. See that? The place. By the way, that's around the area they built the temple of Jerusalem. So it's the place. Are we here, everybody? The place. So you go there, we come here.
We worship God. And that will never diminish. We're going to get together. But God wants us to take it along with us as we go. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. You know, the early church, they were together in Jerusalem. And there came scattering. There was a scattering, remember? They were scattered everywhere. And they went along with it. Praise God. Philip went to Samaria. They went to Damascus. They went to Antioch. And the thing spread everywhere. You know, I never loved camera in church. I walk by faith, not by sight. You know the meaning of that? I don't like pictures. Because I have to pose to take pictures. I hate posing. And I don't like camera. I don't like stuff. I like audio. Faith comes by hearing. But God had to change. So, when the camera came, my coach said, put the camera. I said, I don't want camera. I'll do podcast. Finally, we started getting camera. I'm getting used to them now. But the beauty is that somebody can take this at any time. You can put your phone on and worship God and join us anytime, wherever you find yourself. And be as fresh as ever. Let's thank God for that miracle. Let's thank God. People are watching us now around the world, just worshiping with us and listening. Like my sister-in-law there. To join us in Ghana. There was no way she could cross over here. But you know what? I would recommend a book. Before I get home, I will see my phone, WhatsApp. She say, hey, that book, can I get it? Let me think about it. Think about it. What a wonderful day we are living in. The bad thing is that if you don't use it, you will suffer more. To whom more is given, more is expected. You know, those days, you may say, sorry, I cannot make church, so I miss church. I'm traveling to Lagos. And God will say, I understand. But now, you got data that you are used for all your stuff, and God said, use it for me when you're away. And you can participate in the service. Now, you can't say anymore, I'm running late to church. Where is the service in church? No, you can. While you are still in your bathroom and you are late, you can put on the service and be watching the service. All it costs is just data, which you use for everything else except God. So now, it's worship in motion. That's the place you go to. You go worship. But God wants us to scatter it all over. You know, the people at Babel wanted to build something mighty. I never knew the reason why. I didn't want to do denomination. I didn't want to do branches. I didn't want to. Because I wanted people to be free. See, if I can't take RFC to London, I must let London be London. And then craft that. In fact, if you see our name, when we register it, it cannot be copied. It's registered at RFC Abeokuta. That's where we register it. That way, there can't be any problem of looking for the name. Abeokuta is in it. And I want people to go anywhere in the world and adapt. But I also know that we can also stream there. We can get in there. Now, you can just join us anywhere in the world and be in the service without trying to go down there, buy plot of land, put something up. Let those guys who are there do their thing. Are you hearing me? And if you want to have our stuff, you're going to have it across the line. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Amen. So, let's take worship up. Today we have music, we have all kinds of things on the air. You can worship God, you may not have good voice, but you can just borrow Hillsong, you can do anything in your room there with your phone. Many of you are not using your phone to the full. You're not using your phone to the full. Praise God. You only just share all that stuff you share on WhatsApp. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lift your hands, Father, thank you. This coming year, I will fully use all you have given me. I will not be silent. I'll find way of worshiping. I'll come along with worship. I'll drag myself along with you. Because the rivers are flowing everywhere. And help me. Praise God. Open your eyes. Let me, as we round up, let me give you some practical things to do so that you can really enter into the blessing. Now, let me help you with this. God wants you to, every time he moves in your life, He wants you to respond in worship. So he call it worship in motion. You see, we should not just only come to church. Thank God for Friday. We come Friday over here. We put life together. We worship God. We try and help everybody we can. But God also wants you to take this worship out with you while he's confirming his word in your life. Let me tell you what I mean. I don't mean that you should just go home, God move in your life. You say, oh, I'll go and testify in church. When I go to church, I'll go and thank God. On Friday, I'll lift my hands up to him. But rather, listen to this as I'm rounding up. God told Abraham to worship him in the place. But the next two chapters, God told Abraham to get a wife for his son. And the servant of Abraham began to worship in a different dimension. How did he worship? He was not looking for the place, but he went out with worship. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Let me show that to you in Genesis 24. Hallelujah. Are you still here with me? Taking worship to your office, to your home, to your kitchen. When something happened, oh, their light has come, they have paid that contract. You should stop there and make it a worship experience. You know what I just said? You know, when the calamity came to Job, Job just stopped there and worshipped. And Bible said he never did anything wrong until his friends came and messed up everything. I say this to you, if you respond in worship to everything, the devil can't stop you anymore. I don't just mean come to church to worship, but take worship along with you. Respond to that thought, that feeling, that temptation in your office, that struggle in your life. Just say, Lord, I just worship you. I lift my hands to you. That one day God showed me something that really blessed me. He said, anytime you are worshiping me, it's like a footballer. You know, when you are playing football, you are number 10, you are going toward goalposts and they surround you. And I just saw this in worship. You see, if you just pass the ball above their head, all they can do is to watch that ball going up and enter the net. It's no longer grand affair. Am I making some sense? You see, while they are dribbling and struggling with you, just pass that ball above their head. And I've seen some of the games that are really bad. You see, one can just shoot ball like that, and you see defense do like that. Have you seen that before? God just showed me that. Anytime you break out in worship, you pass the ball over the enemy's head. Come on, clap your hands for Jesus, somebody. Every time. He said, you have ordained worship because of the enemies, because of the avenger. To silence them, you just pass the ball above their head. When you are in serious pain, you don't have enough money to buy the drugs they recommend for you, just start worshiping. When you come out of an exam and it's very difficult, how do you respond? That's worship in motion. You don't call, pray, exam, yet off, go. No, that's. Hallelujah. And when something good lands too, what do you do? You know, sometimes your greatest test is not in trouble, it's in triumph. Your greatest test of your life is not when things are going bad. Everybody can try and pray, but when things go good, where do you respond? How do you respond? When God gives that 2 million to you that you are looking for, what do you do next? When God gets that promotion paper into your hand, what do you do next? It's very easy to do like this. Praise the Lord. Finally, let's get out and eat and rejoice and celebrate. Fine. Look at it, Genesis 24. Take a look. Oh, glory to Jesus. I'm just glad being here today. What about you? This man prayed for a wife. Are you hearing me? Here was an old man looking for a wife for his master. Come on, who will go toward this old man? How will he get a wife? Who will he go talk to? Huh? But he prayed one prayer. Lord, crazy prayer. Whoever I ask for water among all these guests, they come and fetch water here anyway. All the guests fetch water. Whoever asks me, do you know that 3 or 4 people can have done that? They are, if you are raised well, you do that for anybody. But just ask the Lord. Just let somebody ask for water. Let it be the wife that will give me water for me and the camels. And after praying that prayer, as he was praying, a lady just came up and he said, give me some water. Remember, water, Jesus, at the well, worship. At the well again. Genesis 24. Verse 15. And it happened before he had finished speaking that, behold, Rebekah, who was born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, came out with a pitcher on her shoulder. Now the young woman was very beautiful to behold, a virgin, no man had known her. And she went down to the well, filled her pitcher and came up. Someone ran to meet her and said, please let me drink a little water from your pitcher. She said, drink, my lord. Then she quickly let her pitcher down to her hand and gave him a drink. And when they had finished giving him a drink, he said, I'll draw water for you. Come here also, until they finished drinking. Then she quickly emptied her pitcher into the trough, ran back to the well to draw water, and drew for all his camel. Now look at next verse. I love this. And the man, what was he doing? Wondering at her, remained silent so as to know whether the Lord had made this journey prosperous. The Lord's going to make your journey prosperous this coming year. The Lord is going to make things work out in such a way that you'll be so amazed of his doing in Jesus' name. But there'll be a time of wondering, what will God do? How will he finish this? That time of wondering, you are wondering, look at next verse. And so it was when the camels had finished drinking that the man took a golden nose ring, weighing a half a shekel, two bracelets for a wrist, weighing 10 shekels of gold. Next verse. And said, whose daughter are you? Tell me, please, is there room in your father's house for us to lodge? Next verse. So he said to him, I'm the daughter of Bethuel, make her son. That's where actually Abraham asked her to go. Out of all the girls there, what should God just speak? My God. Tell somebody beside you, my God can take care of me. My God is very specific. Oh, hallelujah. Next verse. What did he say? Moreover, he said to him, we have both straw and feed enough and room to lodge. Next verse. Then, take a look. Take a look here. What did he do? He brought worship experience there. You know, one of our greatest problems today is that people who are doing well stop worshiping God. Are you hearing me? When they start doing well, they start cutting down on God. The Bible says Uzziah became great and his ass was lifted up. I mean, before they got 1 million, they would do like this, S-A-O, Jesus, how man, yeah. He would lift up hands. When he's rich now, he would do his hands like this. And then they said they have a song that they sing. When you are poor, you say, do something to you in my life. When you have, it shall be permanent. What the Lord has done for us, it shall be permanent. As a rich guy. Bow down his head. And did what? Can you just bow down your head? Olorun agbaye o, you are mighty. Olorun agbaye o, you are mighty. Be one for joy, sir. Olorun.
You are mighty. You are mighty.
when things turn good? Because that turning good is not the end. Testimony never ends. Let me be honest with you. Somebody said, I just turned to become a PhD. You may rejoice and it can stop there. You will not become a professor. And you may become a professor and never rise up beyond that. Because it's dynamic. Are you hearing me? I'm going to say, ah, hallelujah. Finally, I'm landing a husband, I'm landing a wife. That's not the end. That's just something good. What about your life? What about children? What about the future? What about career? So it's never enough. Don't ever think that this is it. That's why we need to worship to turn the corner. You must always turn the corner because it's never ending. Are you hearing me? That man worshiped God. The girl said, I give you water. But that won't take the wife and put it with him and take her home. Am I right? There are other things to negotiate. Are you hearing me? But that moment of worship, there was a man in the Bible. Do you know what? God gave him so much money. You know, remember Ezekiah? The man that prayed for 15 years to be alive. You know what happened after that? After that, when God gave him extra years, he became puffed up. And Babylonians came to see his palace. It took them around, not to worship God's temple, but took them around and showed him what he has. See, every time God gives me something material, I'm very, very careful. Because you're about to either end your career in God or you go forward more. I tell you, blessing is much more dangerous than trouble. He showed them his house, everything he got. After they left, God came and said, Ezekiah, who are those people? He said, they are Babylonians. So what they come to do? He said, they came to come and check. After that, I was better now. They came to come and rejoice with me. What did you do to them? I showed them everything. God said, Ezekiah, those same people you show everything will carry everything from here to their country. You know his response? Thank God, it won't happen in my days. My children will suffer down. That's why we're going to have to humble ourselves before the Lord and worship. See, when the moment he got that prayer answer, he just dropped his head and said, Lord, I just want to thank you. I just want to praise you. Why? It has not finished yet. He's gotten the lady now, both of them, but they have to still go home, meet the parents, and do that. Am I right? When he got home, finally they got home, he sat down with them, and he said, please, first duty. I'm here. This is what happened on the way. And the Lord bless us this way. And he said, should we go ahead or not? Let's read it. What happened next when they got home? Worship in motion. Are you here with me? Hallelujah. Are you here with me? Look at verse 52. Okay, verse 50. Genesis 24, quickly. Then Laban and Bethuel answered and said, the things come from the Lord. We cannot speak to you either bad or good. Next verse. Here is Rebekah before you. Take her and go. Let her be your master's son's wife as the Lord has spoken. Sometimes you can get the contract, but the money will not be released. Sometimes the money will be released and then the prices have changed. Sometimes you get all the money, you do all the work, and then you spend money for medical bills. Hey, life is too dynamic to rely on ourselves. Look at next verse. What did you do again? And it came to pass when Abraham's servant had their words that, what did you do again? Worship in motion. He was carrying worship to every step. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? In this coming year, carry worship with you. Don't get mad at anybody. Things are not working. You sent a mail to your friend abroad to get some money for you. He said, sorry, there's no money. Turn around and worship. You can't buy that. It has gone up in price. Turn around and worship. Why? Leave it in the hands of God. Hallelujah. The song that says, talking about your hands, leave it in the hands. Arrest. Let's close with that. With worship. Learning to always, I don't know about you, Can I say something to you? As I round up, I like to confess my problem sometimes. I don't get satisfied with life. You know, I just buy a new phone or have some new device or something or something. After a while, I start feeling funny about it. Anybody like me? I just don't thank you to me for owning up. You know, sometimes I just feel like I'm going to sue me, daddy. You know, but I came to see that really consume a minimum dry up. A minimum dry up. A minimum become well, I'm not well watered. When I'm well watered, even in the slave house like Joseph, I will prosper. Even in the worst place, I'll blossom. So it's not about thing, it's about you. So as we close, worship put this in the hands of God. You're saying, God, Egba, Egba and Yojue, both my fear and my confidence, both my fights and my struggles. That song, what did he say?
I will rest in the Father's hands.
Can you get us the lyrics?
Leave the rest
in the
Father's hands.
I will rest
in the Father's hands.
Hands to carry us. This morning, my brother arrived with his family, and we sat in the parlor and we were talking about work, relationships, and stuff. My brother said to me, he said, "You know what? I got some guys out there just looking for money. Just looking for money. Just looking. Just want to cash out. That's the word he used. Cash out. Just want to go to bank. Want to rob the bank. I mean, that way, rob the bank. You know, get so much money." He said, "You know what? They cash out and they are gone." But I told them, I said, "Look here, work like a billion to get 1 million. Put the energy of a billion into 1 million projects." He said, "They may not pay you well, but their conscience will tell you. We tell them that this guy has done well. I'm owing him something." And you know what? He said, "You build relationship. That's what lasts." Who's telling me? I was listening as a student. I love to listen to everybody talking about something that is serious. He said, "And when you build a reputation, so even when they don't pay you well, they tell somebody, oh, that guy is good. I've had somebody calling me today. He said, "Please get me somebody. Get me somebody." I said, "The person I know." He said, "These other guys, they look great, but there's no relationship. We just want to cash out." So I had to dig out the person's phone and give it to him. I told him, "This person sent me after sale person that even was trying to help me do everything for me. So let's put our lives in worship motion in the hands of our Father this year. This year we are entering into. He's going to take care of you. I have a knowing in me that in the midst of famine next year, you will flourish. I am not praying. Your amen is so be it. I agree with you. But what I am saying is that we just go and let God take care of us. We'll do our possible best and leave the rest where? In His hands. Prof was telling me, was it around last Sunday, just came back from school, Eden. And he said, Reverend, thank you for talking about, just pray for those leaders, whether they are doing it right or not. God's going to help us to lead a quiet and peaceable life, and we'll do well. So whether the government does well or not, the Lord will do well with your life. So as we live here, I want you to just commit yourself to the hands of God afresh. Can we do that before we leave here? Maybe you are going to school, finishing school, starting a life, starting a project, starting a future, starting a home, planning for something. Say, Lord, I put this in your hand. Lord, you are the God who was and is and next to come. Let rain rain when it should rain. Let circumstances from your hand carry me on. Let the trees clap their hands when I come. Let the forest rejoice at the right moment in my life. Let the dry land be flooded with the rivers of life. And you are going to be the Alpha and Omega of my days in the coming year. I'm going to start the day with you and end the day with you. I'm going to start the week with you and end the week with you. I'm going to start the month with you and end the month with you. Even the whole year. You are Alpha. Let's go home. Get up on your feet. And from beginning to the end, I'll worship you. Over your life to the hands of God one more time. You are my beginning, you are my end, Alpha.
You are Alpha
and Omega.
And Omega.
I worship you.
I'm
as we run down. Let's be close. We worship you.
I worship you, God.
I worship.
Yes, you are my God.
Oh, God.
My God, you are. Yeah, worthy.
I give you. As we close, as I give you, I will give you all through the year. Join service 9 a.m. in the morning. Let's be here together. Our Father, we are looking at a wonderful fact about our Father, a fundamental fact. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. Son and the Spirit. Iba, 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 Iba,